She's a depressed 20-something with a college degree who copes with life by smoking too much weed. Dodgy cochinos as she rolls down the street.
Oye, mami, I wanna be your dog.
Aim higher, pendejo.
She's la marihuanera, as seen on IG.
That's me.
Marihuanera.
All right, marihuaneras, now you know that I'm not a huge vape gal. I like my flower, but I will say that I have been trying Select Click. It is the latest innovation from the Select family. Click is a sleek, pocket-sized, and intelligently designed vape delivery system. From the proprietary gravity-fed pod to its ultra-tough stainless steel encasing and premium handheld, Click comfortably brings the best of high-quality oil and innovative hardware into the hands of cannabis consumers like you, all you marihuaneras at home. This is a really heavy-duty piece of machinery, really strong magnetic pod and battery connection for sure fit and a signature click per its name. There's also variable voltage settings. You can get high heat for more potency and vapor production or low heat for more flavor experience. And you know, we love flavor. There's also this really cool auto draw activation, aka always on auto draw battery for simple and easy operation. Because if there's one thing that marihuaneras don't like, it's working too hard to get our high. Am I right? There's also Natural Elements, a clay-based ceramic coil assembly wrapped in a natural cotton-only wick. It's sleek, it's portable, it's good for skating, for running, for going on hinge dates, whatever it is you fuckers are up to in your day-to-day lives. Premium weighted hand feel and contoured edges for comfort and durability. Click's proprietary gravity-fed pods come filled with Select's famous elite oil. Yes, honeys, famous elite oil. And their elite oil is the best-selling on the market. Select Elite utilizes their highly refined distillation techniques to produce an activated broad-spectrum oil with the highest THC levels available. And if you're anything like me, I choose my weed based on the THC content. So if you're like me, if you smoke heavy, if you have a high THC tolerance, Select Click is for you.
Yvette, actually, the bratty brujita, the underboob queen, Yvette Montoya, journalist, daddy, bruja, marihuanera, friend of the pod, friend in life. Hi. Thank you for joining us.
I'm excited to be here. When you asked me yesterday if I wanted to talk, I was like, yeah, we'll just like talk about stuff. And today you're like, oh, it's the interview. I'm like, okay.
Yvette was so down to podcast. She was like, let's do it right now. I have free time.
I didn't know it was the podcast. I was like, oh yeah, let's talk. I can talk.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't specific. I was like, Yvette, you want to chat?
I was like, yeah, of course.
It's an official podcast interview request. So we're lighting up. You all are tuning in. Yvette, what is this lighter that you're using? It's like a, I can't even describe it. It's a torch of sorts.
It's a lightsaber, essentially.
It's literally a lightsaber. Look at you.
I asked my, at the time, assistant to send her boyfriend to get me one of those little torch lighters that there are, you know, like the big ones.
Love
and
those.
He came back with this monstrosity. It's refillable. The flame goes like, seriously, maybe like a foot if it's at its highest.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, it's dangerous. And the other day I was trying to the other day I was really trying to light my joint, which was almost a roach, and I burned off part of my bangs.
No, not the bang, not the banging. It looks like something you would buy at like one of the souvenir shops at Disneyland, like in the Star Wars section.
Yeah, it really, I don't know if they did that on purpose, if they were trying to make it look like a lightsaber or not, but it really does. And everyone who sees it describes it as that, and then goes on to tell me that it's probably very dangerous. And I agree.
You singed your hair.
I singed my hair. I'm but surprised it's the only time.
And you know, this is kind of a common occurrence for marihuanetas that we don't talk about enough. Singeing ourselves, burning parts of our bodies. My acrylic nails, like when I was wearing acrylics, I haven't been for a while. I've just been kind of resting, relaxing, letting my nail bed breathe. But when I was gluing the nails to my nails, I like was constantly burning and melting my acrylics because of my lighters and smoking or flipping tortillas.
Yeah, I mean, those are the only real two ways that there are to destroy our acrylics. Tortillas and smoking weed. But
the life of a marihuanera.
Yo, I actually have a callus on my thumb because of the specific way that I light it.
Hell yeah, right here.
To try not to burn my nails.
To the nail, to the left of the...
Yep, the inside. Yep.
I'm so fucking dead. It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
It's a hazard, but it's like part of the lifestyle. We just have to deal with it.
We power through. We survive somehow. We manage.
Yes. And I've been smoking a lot less. Yeah. It's been
weird. Tell me about that.
I know. It's like I was such a heavy pot smoker for so long that like whenever I take intermittent breaks, I'm like, is this okay? Like, is this clarity? Like, what is this?
Is this allowed?
Yeah. Like, what is this? Like, raw dogging life? Okay. I can do that. I always feel very accomplished.
Here for it.
I feel very accomplished when I don't have to smoke weed.
Okay. I love this topic right now because a bunch of people hit my DMs to ask that I cover the following. A, about smoking weed and being productive. Of course, there's this very common like stoner sort of myth or an archetype of like the like, you know, fucking pothead, college dropout, spacey.
Anna Faris in that one movie.
Yes, it's mostly white guys. There are some men of color. There are some white women. But all the best stoners of TV lists are like white dude bros, Cali surfer, Venice, dropout, burnout. And so let's dive in. Productivity and being a marihuanera, how do you do it? How do we do it?
For me, I definitely stick to sativas and sativa dominant hybrids. The problem with sativas is, as we all know, they don't last very long. Like it's a short high. So you end up going through a lot more product than you would if you were smoking, say, an indica. But an indica is really going to make me memes. I have one right now that's really good, but I call it memes OG because memes I smoke OG. It and I'm memes. This
that's
OG
so
is memes. So I definitely stick to sativas. I also kind of like have to be aware of like, what does weed make me productive in and what is it not for? Like usually if I need to like be eloquent, I will not partake. If I have to, you know, I don't know, there's certain things like that activities, like which activities do you know that it optimizes? Like we have to be, we have to be adults about this.
Yes, smoking with purpose and like with a little bit of a game plan, you know, what am I doing today? Can I smoke weed? What am I doing tomorrow? And is smoking weed going to fuck it up for me? I agree completely. And it's one of those things that can be so tempting. Like, oh, I'm just going to have one hit. Yep. Like, it's going to chill me out. No. You really have to just, I'm just not going to. Because it's going to be a treat for later when I can enjoy it and it's not going to stress me out and fuck my shit up.
Yeah. I think one of the things that it impacts is my time management. So like, that's always like what I have to consider, because I have ADHD. I'm already terrible at time management. Not my strong suit. So I'm like, fuck, okay, if I got to get things done, then I know that I'm not going to get high until later. And if I am, like, I mean, there are some strains though, like, I'm not even going to lie. Like, there's some strains that I could just smoke all the time and I wouldn't be at all like taken out by them. And it was like Gorilla Glue, like original Gorilla Glue, like not number four. The. Okay. Yeah. And then what was another one that was good? I feel like the green crack is kind of self-explanatory. And then like
that does it.
Yeah. What was another one? I think Pineapple Express. I can't even remember. Because like the strains now are like a million different things. Like I've stopped learning them. I've stopped learning them. I'm just like, it's like Apple Sunday cough. AK-47.
There's so many. Yeah, there's so many. And like you were saying, it's basically like, what like variation are we on of said strain? And to be honest, I'm one of those conspiracy theorists who believes that there's like really no such thing as different strains. Like, I think that there's like higher levels of THC and higher levels of CBD. And of course, like they're coming from different mother plants or they're being genetically engineered in different ways. But I feel like it's all a fucking wash, TBH.
It kind of isn't, it isn't, because I am like kind of, I mean, not kind of, I've been seeing somebody who's like grows, like actually grows. And so like,
oh, wait, is this a new person or the same person?
I don't know.
This goes into sex and weed. Not only consuming weed and having sex, but dating people who grow weed or work in weed. This is its own conversation.
He grows, and so I've been seeing the process of it and like how it's actually done, and then as well as like the nuances, I would say, of the plant, which is like, you know, this plant takes longer to flower, but it yields more. This plant, you know, it yields a lot, but like maybe the buds aren't super tight or it's not super oily. Like those are the genetic differences. And like, they definitely exist. And like, I get to kind of be a little bit of a connoisseur here, because he'll be like, here, try this. And I'm just like, girl, look at this bag of weed.
Good.
It's a sandwich good bag.
That's so cute.
I know. It's a like snack. If you like me, then like you should be giving me weed. And that's
agree 500%. Like I cannot date you if you're not a pothead and like a super generous one who wants to give me weed at every turn and smoke me out constantly. Like exactly. I will fall in love with you if you show up with like a well-prepared weed kit situation and you're just, here we go. Here it is. Can I light you? Yeah, you can actually.
You know what the cool thing is about California right now is like, I mean, cool and also not cool. There's a lot of pros and cons, but one of the things that I'm seeing a lot of is just like a hella dudes in cannabis.
And like, oh yeah, a lot.
Jobs. So like you could date somebody who's a bud tender, he's gonna hook you up.
Yeah, you know, or he's in marketing for a company. Marketing,
still gonna hook you up. Like they get lots of product.
Right. Yeah, lots of events, invites.
Yeah, I've been getting invited to events, but like I don't know how. I'm kind of like not interested at this point in like mingling on that level. I feel like this last month, well, what we were talking about earlier, I've kind of gone into like hermit mode a little bit in terms of like being social. Just because of the weird ass astrology we've been going through and like just this time in my life, like working through shit and like also kind of curtailing and like being more intentional about the application of my marijuana use, because it is like an amplifier. So like if I'm like not feeling great, I'm not gonna like get really high, because it's gonna make me think of everything a million times more.
Right.
Yeah. So I guess the answer to that original question would be like, what is your intentionality with this kind of plant medicine, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because like any other medicine, it can be abused mm-hmm. or misused, right? And so I totally recognize that like sometimes when I'm feeding those self-destructive, unhealthy behaviors, I'm like, I'm going to smoke the strongest possible sativa and I'm going to have that extra shot of espresso in my extra large coffee this morning in my cold brew because I'm about to sit down and write and I want to be fucking wired. You know what I mean? And I want to bring all that anxiety and all those emotions and that whole thought process to the forefront. I like catch myself doing this to myself, right? Where I'm like, oh, I'm like really putting myself through a time right now with what I'm ingesting. And so then it goes back to, okay, this is what not to do now because I've done it. So now I've learned not to mix these two things and not to engage in this behavior if I don't want to feel that way.
Right. Cause that's kind of like, that for me kind of sounds like a college cocktail when it's finals, you know, it's like,
oh,
it's Adderall without being Adderall.
And you know what? You know what? I had this thought the other day and I was like, you know what? I fucking wish that I had been prescribed some fucking Adderall when I was a youth. Dear God, where was my Adderall?
Yeah. I mean, girls, especially Latina girls, are like super under diagnosed with ADHD or anything. And like,
yeah,
I can definitely see like looking through my class notes from when I was in high school, first two pages would be some type of writing and then it would be doodles and then it would just be nothing. Just like the day of the week, like just the date. And just some vibes.
Yeah.
Like that was it. Like I couldn't I couldn't sit still. I was always talking. I was always getting in trouble. Which was like,
I have always found in life that if I was able to get the gist of something, or I was able to get the main idea, I could extrapolate and build upon to a point where I could like really coast through a lot of school. I'm like, I got it. I fucking got it. Same. I don't need all these other details. I can do this. I get it. This is it.
That's like Cliff Notes, everything. Cliff Notes is our lifestyle. Cliff Notes is like how I've chosen to exist up until this point. Just like give me it's the working. Gist of it and let me.
Got it.
I also had to learn how to research though.
Important. Very important. Very important.
Yeah. Learning how to research. And I guess this would also be helpful to people who are like seeking out weed strains for specific things. I'm sure people write articles about that shit. And if they don't, I will. Cause I'd be trying so much weed.
So this was a question in my IG stories, beginner's guide to weed strains. I too would like to know, because I think that like, I have a hard time noticing the difference between different strains, but I can register the difference between like a 33% THC sativa or sativa dominant something and something that's like 18% THC. But when it comes to like strain to strain, I have a hard time registering a difference. So for those listeners out there who are asking, what would you say as far as a beginner's guide to strains?
I would see like, first of all, I wouldn't start off with like the strongest shit. Somebody told me their introduction to cannabis was dabs. And I was like, you.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Ouchies.
I was like, ow.
Ew.
Like, okay, I guess. But I would say start off small. Don't start with edibles. People always want to fucking start with edibles. That is a mistake.
No.
Yeah. That is a mistake on your part to start with edibles.
Yeah, pussy up and light the fucking joint.
And it's annoying.
The pipe. Smoke it.
I think this is why too. People don't know because number one, you're smoking wax. You're smoking fucking resin, your rosin or whatever. Both of those are different. You're smoking flower. You're vaping. you're edibling, like those are so many different things. And just like the way that it's distilled, the way, the type of weed that's grown, where did it come from? Did it have a balance? Like where, what was the fucking pH level? Like there are so many things that go into like a proper fucking nug. And I have been on the search for this proper nug because I remember smoking weed back in the day when it was actually good. And now what we have is this just dry shit that comes in a jar. And I'm just like, I'm not about it. So like, I want like the, I want the oily, like oily nugs, like sticky nugs. That's really what you need to, like, I guess this would be like a purist of some kind, because like the actual plant that whatever you're smoking is derived from is what's going to kind of determine what you're getting, as well as like the properties of it.
Yeah And it can be really, really difficult to really know where your weed is coming from, even though things are so regulated. I'm not necessarily looking into like the exact grow and farm where if I buy weed from a dispensary, I'm not like looking into where it's coming from necessarily. Unless it's like woman owned, Black, Indigenous, people of color owned, then I'm interested in the story and where it's coming from and how it got onto the shelf. I want to know about the people behind the product, but I catch myself not really being a conscientious consumer when it comes to cannabis, you know? And if I'm smoking weed and it's not from a dispensary, but it's from elsewhere in the world, I also have no really way of knowing where it's coming from. I guess like how do you go about figuring out where your weed comes from? And, you know, besides knowing your grower specifically, right? Like how can someone learn more about what they're smoking and how it was grown?
Honestly, I'm not sure. It's really murky also because like, even though things are very tightly regulated, like crazy, they make you like log everything, like the weight, what comes out of it, what was waste, like everything. It's super, super, super regulated and crazy now. However, like they will, people, dispensaries, companies, whatever will readily buy black market weed. They do. And like, even with the weed that is grown, the regulation doesn't really have much to do with like the way that it's grown. So like people who really aren't great growers, like people, I don't know why they think like growing shit is super easy. And I think it's just because we devalue people who do agricultural work so much in this society. But like that shit is really hard and it takes a skill. And it's just like anything else. Si tienes buena mano, like if that is just like, if that's just like your estudón, like if you're good at it, like this fool who I'm talking to, green ass thumb, dude, he can grow anything and he grows it beautifully, you know?
Skilled. He's a skilled worker. That's his skill set. Yeah.
It is a skill.
And there's a lot of, there's a lot of undocumented labor in legal cannabis.
There is.
And in the grows. Like a lot of undocumented Mexicans, Central Americans, immigrants of all, you know, walks growing legal weed.
Yep. And it's because it does. It takes an enormous amount of manpower to harvest it. It's not like something you can drive a tractor over. And it's like, and even that's not easy. You know, like it takes manpower, it takes people's hands, it takes a lot of community to bring that together. And there definitely are communities that I know of. And I know that there's like mujeres markets that are specifically with like women and femmes who are in cannabis. I don't really know any of them off the top of my head. I know that they exist. I know that they fly under the radar.
Sure. Right.
And so
it's expensive to make your business a legal one. It like is like $1 million minimum to get your legal weed business started in California.
Just on paperwork, it's like $50,000. And yeah, so like
alone.
It's it's extremely difficult to get the permits. It's extremely difficult to get the space. It's extremely expensive to get things going. But the cost that you get back, like your ROI, is like incremental. It just grows in, like, exponentially, right? Not incrementally. It's crazy. And so, like, but also I've seen that right now, at least what from what I've heard, there's like a surplus, and this is also going to be used to kind of do inflation, I guess, on whatever is going out now, because now there's like hella weed and people are like, no, this shit isn't even that good, you know? So like, right, quality is going to be going up, but then there's so much out there, and like it's expensive, obviously. Like when there's too much, they send it to other states, the right, ones that are not legal, trap stores. Like there's just like a lot of stuff going on. So behind the scenes, so in terms of finding out where it's coming from, unless you really kind of connect yourself to those little communities that there are, there's really not a way of knowing that. They write it on, and they have, you know, the packages, they have like which farm it is and stuff, but like we don't know what they're doing. I've heard of people going to houses like, or grow sites that are like covered in bugs, like that they fucked up with the wrong chemicals, but they sell it anyways, or they press it into wax. That's what a lot of the wax and like keef and stuff is, the leftover stuff off of the whatever. So like, I guess something that I always tell people to be cognizant and of it, is like,
I what feel like smoking. Just like with any other agricultural industry, right? Like you have issues with quality control. And okay, Yvette, the bratty brujita, the underboob queen, can you talk to us a little bit about how you incorporate weed into your brujeria and your spiritual practice? The girls want to know. I'm getting DMs. Folks are asking about this specifically.
Okay. So to start with, cannabis, marijuana, weed, whatever you like to call it, is a spiritual amplifier. Amelia Ortiz told me weed is, she said, weed is the quartz of like plants.
Oh, interesting.
So weed is used to amplify the same way quartz is. Like if you're doing something and you add some quartz on it, you know, that's gonna like amp it up. Same thing with weed. I used to smoke, I smoke it, first of all, so that kind of levels me out. Like usually I can channel without anything and I can just kind of get into it. Sometimes if I'm like a little off or I'm going through shit, it's helpful. So like that helps me kind of tune in if I have like readings and things. And then I use it in my candle work. I either sprinkle it on, I have a lot of the guy that I'm seeing like hooks me up, so like I have a lot of extra. And then also, like, you know, if you get weed that's like not good and you don't really want to smoke it, like you can use it for stuff. I'm sure like we all have, at least I do. If I get some weed and it's not good, I don't even smoke it. I just save it. I put it away.
How do you use it, like in ways other than smoking it?
I sprinkle it on my candles, or I use it like in the periphery to like amp up any protection work or manifestation work that I'm doing. I use the nugs for that, or the leaves. I use the leaves in like baños and things like that, but I also use like the nugs in that too. Because of the stickiness of it, it helps whatever you're trying to manifest like stick to you more. Mm-hmm. What's another way? You can use it as incense and offerings. Like that works.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Like on an altar.
Yeah, like on a copalera, you can just like on the little coal, you can throw some on there and like waft that. What else can you use it for? I mean, obviously in cooking, you can use it in. Yeah, I mean, those are the things that I use it for. I make tinctures mm-hmm. out of it too.
How would one make a tincture with some flower, with some bud that they're not necessarily trying to smoke?
You can just put it in alcohol, and that's pretty much like a very a very like senora thing to do, just throw your nose in alcohol and use that as a rubbing, because it does create a numbing feeling. So like,
I've heard of this.
I mean I have used it like that. I actually do that with eucalyptus too, but I use it in, sorry, I'm like blanking out right now. Oh yeah, I use it in oils as well. So you can make a tincture with oils, and you can make one with alcohol. And just by soaking it in there, so like it'll get that property. For spell work, for eating, I think you have to like heat it up. There's like machines that are specifically for that, for like the actual infusion. And I haven't really cooked with it, so I don't know.
I have been getting ads for like oil infusers, and you know, they advertise like infusing oils with all kinds of things, like not just cannabis, but the gist of it is it's primarily for cannabis infusing. And I really want one. I'm like, I need to be able to infuse oil with cannabis like all the time. And I want, and like, that seems great. That seems fun.
You can also buy oils, I believe. I have some. I have some, I don't know if it's CBD or if it's, what's that called? Delta 8.
And it's for cooking?
Yeah, it's for cooking. And I think you can use those topically too. They also sell hemp seed oil that's like got like omega-3s and stuff. You can also eat hemp hearts, which I put in like smoothies and things. They're really good for you.
Yum.
Yeah.
Where do you get your hemp hearts?
Sprouts.
Really? How cute.
My little hemp hearts, and they're good. I fucking love marijuana, man.
Same. You can do so much with it. There's so many possibilities. Very versatile.
Yeah. I love it. Wait, what was the rest of the question?
So, you know, how do you mix weed with sex? Because like we were saying, like, oh, if you're not a pothead, if you're not a pothead, I don't think that I can date you. Like, it's a bummer to me when like I meet someone and they're super cool and they like have all these great things going for them, but then they're not a stoner. And I'm just like, why? Why? It's so tragic. It's such a loss. It's such a waste. And
they always have something to say about it.
In your experience, non-smokers, civilians, what do they have to say about it? And it's such a turnoff always.
They're like, why do you have to do that? Or they'll like say something like, oh, it smells like weed. Like, it's a bad thing. I find that highly offensive.
Right, like, yeah.
Like, that's offensive. I love the way it smells. And I don't, I will never apologize for the dankness of my weed. Ever.
Never, 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 never. No. I'm also that girl who walks around pretending. Yeah, and I will never apologize. And I also, like, I'm that girl who walks around pretending like I don't smell like weed. Like, I've never smelled like weed in a public setting ever in my life. Like, I'm like, no, I don't.
I will walk in with my eyes all red, with like a dry ass mouth, and still think that I'm like super incognito. Sex and weed, I used to have a different relationship with it, and now it's changed a lot. I used to get like super fucking blazed to have sex, and then I realized that, because it's awesome obviously, but I also realized as I kind of tapered off my weed use, yeah, it's the best, but as I tapered off my weed use, I realized that I could only come if I was really high. And that became an issue.
Problematic.
Because like, what if you're in a place where like, it's not even legal and you don't even know where to get it? Like if you're traveling or something.
What are you going to do? Like, yeah, not come?
Like, exactly. That shouldn't stop me. I don't want that.
Because then you're really shit out, because you're really shit out of luck, because now not only are you not coming, but you're also not high. So you're like in another place and you're not high
and you're not coming. And so what's left? Where do we go like, from here?
Exactly. I have to start a new life.
I hear you. I hear you. I hear you.
To be a brand new bitch. Tragic.
I know. No, dear God, never.
Yeah, so I realized that. And then, like, I actually started noticing, too, that, like, I have better orgasms when I'm not high. And I get there quicker when I'm not high because my mind is not, like, wandering around, like, looking at things.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What is this poster? Like, what is this, like, bed frame? Yeah.
Like, you're in a new environment and you're expecting you're infecting every inch of your new environment, like
yeah, I'm being an anthropologist for no reason.
Just, and that's like, half observing. The fun, honestly, that's half the fun. It's like, where am I? What's over here? What's this? Who like, are you?
He seems nice.
who is this person?
He seems to be doing a good job, or trying to.
It's true, because sometimes, like, I really like to get high and have sex because I enjoy the body high, because I can feel the body high in my pussy. I can feel the body high in my pussy, and I appreciate that, and I think that adds to the overall physical experience, but then the inside of my mind is like a game of Candyland. Like, I'm fully immersed in a game of Candyland, and so then I'm not focused.
Yeah, and we know that, like, focus is literally 95% of it, because we have to, like, convince ourselves that whatever they're doing feels good.
Okay, here's the deal, is I'm very over the casual encounters, because they're it's very, very low rate of success, honestly, when it comes to, like, form, function, overall performance, orgasm, a connection. It's a very hit or miss, and it's a lot of misses. So I'm like, is it worth it right now? No, that's how I'm feeling.
Not in a pandulce and not in this. No, almost nothing is worth me leaving the house at this point. Like, I really want to focus on like the people who I actually like know and care about. I want to focus on my inner like world and making that not be a Candy Crush game, you know, like I'm trying to concentrate. So I'm really like indoors, like working on this stuff.
So I mean, all that to say, where can people find you online and follow you?
Oh my God.
Plug the socials, follow her.
How did we follow get
her?
On this
Don't subject. Harass her. Pay her. Love her.
Yeah. Pay me and love me, please. I know that I say things that not everybody likes, but like that's just the nature of the beast. And I'm not going to be quiet just because other people don't like it. That goes to say, you can find me at that actually on Instagram and the Bratty Brujita on Instagram, also brattybrujita.com. I do monthly candle burns, and I do them on like the new moon and the full moon, and then also like equinoxes. I do like an hexing candle burns for people, just things to like clear shit up. Also, we're women, we are brown people, some of us. We're black and some of us are black and brown. And like we exist, like all humans exist on a cyclical calendar, like moon to moon. The Gregorian calendar is bullshit. Like we should embrace the fact that we're cyclical beings as women as well. So I do candle burns to kind of like keep me on track, and then I started offering them to other people, and those are really cool. I do readings, which you can book on my website as well. Yeah, follow along, support my work, but like Zoe said, pay me. Please pay me.
Yes, pay Yvette, follow Yvette, support Yvette, love Yvette,
And I just want to say that I think that our conversation about the digital space, social justice, activism, people being a fucking waste of time, everything that we were breaking down is so spicy and so juicy that I'm going to save most of that for the Patreon. So I just want to put that out there, y'all, that if you want to hear our full convo about our gripes with the digital space and social media and non-Black Latinos in particular in these spaces, you need to head to the Patreon, look out at our productions to tune in, because we talked about a lot today. We covered all of our bases. We got into every crevasse, every nook, every cranny. So we got to leave something to the imagination. You know what I mean? We can't bear it all just splat just like that. You got to head to the Patreon, look out at our productions, sign up for the Marihuaneta tier to get the full scoop-de-doop. Thank you, Yvette, for stopping by. Love you.
Thank you.
Now I want to shout out our Marihuaneta and Locamores Anonymous tier patrons. You can head to patreon.com. We are Locatora Productions on Patreon, and if you subscribe at $10 a month, you can join our Marihuaneta tier. This is like a social circle. Locamores Anonymous is a $25 tier and allows you to access all of the incentives for every single tier. So head to patreon.com, check out our Locatora Productions page. At $5, you can subscribe to support Locatora Radio straight up, or at $8, you can join Diosas Locas por Libros monthly book club. $8 is Marihuaneta. So I'm going to go ahead and shout out our Marihuaneta and Locamores Anonymous patrons, which is one of the perks on every episode. You're going to hear your name shouted out. You guys help keep our production going. All of our Patreon earnings go straight into production costs. This is a self-funded podcast. So thank you to Sol, Jasmine, Jessica, Roberto, John, Sophia, Alejandra, Nicole, Elizabeth, Barbara, Remy, Isole, Chelly, Jocelyn, Karina, Susana, Margarita, AC, Athena, Erica, Eric, Mariah, Serena, Priscilla, Yessi, Ichel, Alejandra, Nina, Victoria, Joandra, Kiki, Gerardo, Nehomi, Ollie, Erica, Ruthie, Lisa, Christian, Crisol, Madison, Samuel, Roxanne, Yvonne, Carla, Magdalena, Christina, Edna, Selena, Rosalina, Sirenia, and Stephanie. There's more. We have even more patrons than we had before. Carla, Dan, Ajopi, and Christina. Thank you guys. As you see, our Marihuaneta social circle is just growing, growing, growing. It's becoming bigger and bigger. So become a member today. Thank you for lighting up and tuning in to Marihuaneta, a podcast for potheads. I'm your host, Mala Munoz. Please visit locatoraradio.com to learn more about us and Locatora Productions. Follow us across social media. I'm at Mala_Munoz. You can also follow us at Locatora_radio. Thank you so much for lighting up and tuning in. Our audio editor is Stephanie Franco. Our Marihuaneta jingle is by Crystal Lomeli. Marihuaneta logo art is done by the incredible Micah Amaro. This episode written and hosted by me, Mala. Thank you for joining us. This has been a Locatora production.